All right, it's about 23 before the hour, and it's 100.1 FM, WRHI, AM 1340, and 34 degrees. Yo, here we go.
A Baptist hitch up into the water. Untie all the cables and rope. Step onto the astroturf. Get yourself a koozie, let's go.
I just talked with our guest coming up here, and I said, do you like pontooning? And he's not yet. You see, he's not old enough to really like pontooning. I think it's an age thing. Or maybe it's just an attitude thing with a pontoon. I want to get a pontoon. I love it up here on Lake Wyoming.
We're ready.
It's 22 before the hour, and here we go on this Thursday morning. It's 100.1 WRHI AM 1340 with 35 degrees. And, you know, we're pretty excited here. I mean, this is exciting. This is exciting, y'all. We got a Dairy Queen coming to town.
I love it. Rocky Romano joins us. Good morning.
Good morning. Thanks for having me.
Absolutely. We're excited about the Dairy Queen menu and all our blizzards that we're going to be able to get now close to home right in Fort Mill.
We're right on the Fort Mill TKK line.
That is so great. I'm so excited because you're starting with this great grand opening, and there's sort of a little incentive for folks to come up and get a blizzard soon, isn't there?
Absolutely. So we're actually going to open an hour early at 9 a.m. on Monday, President's Day. So the first 100 guests that come in.
Here we go. The lines run right now. Sunday night, Mom!
We'll get you through really quick. First 100 people that buy a blizzard cake, you're actually going to get a burger a week for an entire year.
Oh, my gosh. That is such a neat prize.
Oh, my gosh.
That is definite line. That's line worthy.
I would love to do that.
Rocky, that's a great idea. We want to get them to come over.
Tell us a little bit about Dairy Queen. For those who don't know, DQ Dairy Queen's been around for, gosh, I mean, give us the history on this franchise, which is really, it's almost like an American franchise.
Absolutely.
It is an American franchise.
Absolutely. So Dairy Queen is over 75 years old. So here's a fun fact most people don't know. It's actually the second oldest franchise in the entire country.
Manning Kimmel is the first oldest franchise.
Okay.
The first is Singer Sewing Machines, and then Dairy Queen is number two. So we've been around for a long time. You know, started out with the Peanut Buster Parfait. A lot of our the older guests are going to remember Banana Splits, mm-hmm. and then moving into our more popular these days with the Blizzards.
Is that it?
Yeah, Blizzards are the number one seller.
You know, I'm still a shaker, a malt guy, and they make the best over here. I mean, it's tough to find anybody that can really step up to my standard, which is the Dairy Queen standard.
You know, when we first started, Blizzards came to the forefront of our world. We went all the time, and it's just such an amazing, I don't know, conglomeration of items in there. It's the tropical one's my favorite. What's your favorite?
We have one that's called a chocolate extreme. So anything that has a lot of chocolate, some chocolate pieces, some brownie pieces, I'm good to go. And then a lot of people forget and don't know that Dairy Queen switched over what they call the Dairy Queen Grill and Chill. So we have a lot of food. So we have one of the biggest menu items of all the quick service restaurants out there today.
Lots of great hot dogs.
Hot dogs, grilled burgers. We have a flamethrower burger if you like something with a kick too. So.
Ooh, kick? My son likes the kick.
She does like that.
No. I'm not the kick person.
Give us a little bit of your background here, because you seem like a fairly young man, but then again, everybody that comes in here seems young to me. So, but what's your background? Do you have a business background to do this? And because
to be a franchise
partners or anything you can tell us?
So we have some franchise experience with Anytime Fitness. It was actually a gym. So I know it sounds a little crazy. We went from getting people healthy to getting them some sweet treats. But hey, who's going to judge, right?
Oh,
who's
no,
going to judge?
No.
We have to maintain our own. We have to manage ourselves.
It gives you a reason to have the gym.
It does. So I had a lot of good experiences at Dairy Queen when I was younger, after baseball games, going with my dad, and I just want to be there to actually see those experiences with young folks, older folks as well, as we continue to go. So I've actually only been in the area since May. I moved into Baxter and Fort Mill, TKK area. Rock Hill has been great. So just looking forward to being an integral part of the community here.
Why didn't you pick an area over there, the Baxter or TKK? Why didn't you pick a more crowded area? Because, I mean, you probably need some density of population to make this thing go. I'm just thinking.
I don't know.
You're going to give away free burgers?
I just
Are you out of your mind?
I just thought I'd put a dairy Dairy Queen in the middle of nowhere where no one lived, you know?
Do you have children yourself?
I don't.
Okay. But, well, you know, Dairy Queen was my first job as a young man. I was in Tempe, Arizona. I worked for the Dairy Queen. And it's a really interesting organization because they do take time to train you. And because their staff is primarily young people, they're very much in tune with the young crowd and stuff like this. Am I ready? I mean, am I right with this?
He's ready.
Absolutely.
Would you hire me? I'm jumping ahead a little bit.
I would hire you, and I do have to give a little plug to all of our students from the York County area, the different high schools. I've been so impressed with all of the young people that we've hired. They're so smart. They have, you know, a great head on their shoulders as well.
Well, if you can get them in there and make them think that it's their place, then they'll act like it's their place. And people will go, good gosh almighty, this is unbelievable. I feel like I'm at home here.
Well, it's pretty neat. You're part of already a Toys for Happiness sponsor for our year, aren't you?
Yes.
Thank you so
much.
So
I have met some good people here at the station. Corey Carolock, my rep, has been awesome and has really helped me get more involved in the community as well.
Well, this is definitely going to help, especially with Toys for Happiness when you come down to see the warehouse and get involved at the holiday. So we're so grateful for you. Thank you.
Thank you very much, guys.
All right.
I'm all the way in. I love it. The dip cone's one of my favorite, too. I just want you to stare at this face when I come in. I'm like, Jack! Jack, back here! Jack! Over here for Jack! Yo! Front of the line, Jack.
Rocky. We can take care
of you.
Sorry,
Rocky. Sorry. That won't do good. No one. Oh, my gosh.
I answered everything, you know, with 105 employees. Hey, that Italian guy over there.
Rocky. A guy selling ice cream named Rocky. Really? Okay. All right.
Well,
great
we love
to
it.
See you this morning.
The
Best of luck to you.
Thank you.
Tell us the address of where you're going to be.
So we're at 2524 Highway 160. We're going to be right across from Wellmore, the senior home, or the exit coming out of the Walmart.
There's great sidewalks over there, and people jog and walk, and so you can go and walk at a
Blizzard. There's a lot of healthy people, you know, so, I mean, they need to eat some ice cream over there.
Any truth to the rumor they're going to build a bridge from the senior home over to Dairy Queen? Is that
a flyover?
Yeah. I mean, hey, it's very possible. You never know. It could happen.
We're going to be out there with our sister station, Interstate 107, from 11 until 1 on Sunday, I believe it is.
Yes. And
so we'll be live on location for you there.
Live on location, giving away some great prizes, $500 cash, a PlayStation 4, some gift cards. You don't want to miss it.
Oh, my gosh. 11 to 1.
PlayStation 4, ice cream, gift cards. Gee,
it's a children's paradise.
It is
a family
be.
Paradise.
Good luck to you, Rocky.
Rocky,
thank you very
appreciate
much,
you coming
guys.
By this morning.
Thanks for bringing it to us.
It's a quarter till. Let's check that right in. And right now,